You are listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email, presented by Berkshire Community College. Hi, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to interrupt this podcast at the top to spend a moment honoring Lawanza Lett Brewington. Stealing an idea from Matthew Mueller, the Dean of Humanities, Behavioral, and Social Sciences, I thought I'd read one of Lawanza's poems in tribute to her legacy as one of the most inspiring colleagues many of us had the privilege to work with. This poem from Lawanza is called You, which she says she wrote for my sisters in the spirit and the heart. You, walking proud together, talking true, your mere essence is captivating, breathtaking, you. You are a mountain of great strength. You are a flower the soft, subtle winds blow against. Sojourn forward. Keep the faith. Our God is watching, holding your inner grace. Believe in yourself and all that you do. Know who you are. Beautiful, supportive, loving, amazing, you. Okay. Thank you for letting us have that moment at the top of the podcast to share some thoughts about Lawanza, who we will all miss. Now, let's transition into why you're all here to listen to this episode of This Podcast Could Have Been an Email from Berkshire Community College.
Welcome to our third episode of This Podcast Could Have Been an Email. This email could have been a podcast?
It's This Podcast Could Have Been an Email.
That's what I said.
Right. You were right. Yeah, you were just second guessing yourself.
This all stays in.
This all stays in. Of course it does.
This is becoming super fun. My co-host, Jonas Sykes, is here with us. Though I wish that this was one of those podcasts where they had a camera, because Jonah has, since our last episode, has turned into Magnum P.I.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Selleck. He was my mom's favorite.
Yeah.
How about those shorts, though? Those were something else. Those are an awakening for some of us. So I'm growing a mustache. I'm not really. It's just happening by itself.
Looks very handsome.
Thank you. Ray Langsdale said I look distinguished, and I said you are a good liar. So
maybe a little bit like a Civil War general, but I mean,
yeah. Which side though? Right?
You would be on the right side.
Exactly. It's part of my phase of my midlife crisis, and so I'm going with it. So if you see me in the halls, let me know, or don't. I don't actually want to know your opinion of me, but share if you will. So, Adam, do you want to introduce our three guests? The first time having three guests on the show.
I know this is it's tight in here. This is actually kind of turning into the Colin Wilson.
Yeah, it really is.
Podcast.
It was his plan all
could
along.
Colin could have sent you an email. So, Colin, welcome back.
Thank you.
And then we have Kathy Baugh and Nordica Halichuk.
That's right.
All right, got it right. Our three guests are here from STEM Starter. And I think we're just really excited to kind of let the campus know who you are and what you do. So maybe you could just start out by introducing yourselves, how long you've been on campus, and then kind of just start off with what is STEM Starter Academy?
Well, great. So I'm Colin Wilson. I'm very happy to be back. And I'm the director of the Science Commons, but more importantly for today, the director of STEM Starter, which is a support program on campus for STEM students.
And I'm Kathy Baugh, and I'm the program coordinator for STEM Starter, so I recruit the students. I just went to Lenox High School this morning and met with a lovely group of students, and also organize our STEM Explore Week in the summer. And I've been with BCC for a year and a half.
Hey, I'm Nordica, and I'm the STEM Starter coach. Go team. So once the students are enrolled, I help them get the support they need, whether that's academic or other wraparound services. Many times that's directing students to other people on campus, but help them launch and stay at BCC.
That's great. Colin, how long have you been at BCC?
About 2.5 years.
I mean, I think for people who have been around for a while, this program was really synonymous with Connie. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to introduce you to people who probably just know the program as Connie's program. So
we're in year 12, and it's going into year 13. And Connie was in it, I think, from the beginning or very close. So yeah, she had a long stay, and it's been a program that's been going on throughout the state at all 15 community colleges for a long time. So it has a lot of innovations and a lot of changes and adjustments. All the people at BCC who were involved in it were pretty instrumental, and some of the changes we made here ended up going to other colleges as well, and vice versa. And it's a really steady program, but also we have to keep changing, like with Mass Educate. That was a big curveball with our model that we had to adjust. And so it's always important to have a good team, and so I'm really glad to have Kathy and Nordica on it.
And it was a curveball because some of what you were doing was providing tuition and fee support for students.
Exactly. We wanted them to participate in the program, and we didn't want them to do that without any rewards or any sort of agreements there, just to do it for free. So for coming and participating in the program, the payoff was contributions to their tuition. But most of our students, all of our students have really gotten covered by that, and so we are looking for other incentives and other ways to reward our students for participation and, strong academic success.
I had the benefit of taking photos at the summer's events of STEM Starter Academy, and they're phenomenal. It's just a phenomenal opportunity and experience. And your numbers seemed solid and strong, and some of the students are still with us today and serving on SGA. One of them is a parliamentarian, Victor Reyes, who's going to be on our show next time. So it still has a lot of impact on campus, I think. So
yeah.
Just one thing, just in case our listeners don't know, Mass Educate is the free community college for people who are who were not eligible for Mass Reconnect, which is the 25 and older free community college, which I think impacted your program because you mostly have people coming out of high school, right?
We mostly do. We had a couple people who were in that Mass Reconnect cohort before, and then so we had a little bit of time to adjust, and then with Mass Educate, we're adjusting the whole thing.
I mean, we have an international following on this podcast. We can't assume that people know what Mass Educate
right.
and
Mass Reconnect
right,
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
But yeah. Kathy, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what STEM Starter Academy is.
Yeah, so we're, as Colin said, it's in all 15 community colleges, and it's a support system to help recruit students, to retain students, and to help them succeed, basically. We've had a longitudinal study that was done, just completed last spring, 10 years, and it shows that students that are involved in this program are 50% more successful academically and then subsequently professionally to their peers.
And that was like a study that was done for all 15 community colleges?
Yeah. And it shows that the state really, they really value STEM fields, and that's, burgeoning fields. With AI, it's going to be exponential, and so there's just a lot of opportunity out there. And that's the part of it that I enjoy, is just sharing all the opportunities that are available.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that, it's STEM Starter. You don't have to be just a first-year college student. We do have some students in the program that have been at BCC for a year. They find out about the Science Commons. They find out about STEM Starter, and they join during a subsequent semester. It's nice. It's really open to the larger community.
So, I guess, what is the program? What does it look like? What does a student get if they decide to sign up?
Well, we have sort of four different pillars that we build it on. We have recruitment of students to tell them to come to college, readiness for them to come to college, and then retain them so when they hit those speed bumps while they're here, it doesn't set them off their course and they can still finish. And then we make sure that they finish and sort of have a plan for where they're going. And that sort of support that Nordica provides and the summer program that Kathy heads really sets them off to succeed and keeps them going even when it gets tough.
Yeah, like the feedback from the summer program is that when they come in September, they know where they're going. They know who a lot of the people are. They find themselves in classes with peers that they know. So they're really ready to hit the ground running.
That's really, really exciting, and I can't wait to hear more. But first, we're going to take a break. The 40 Under 40 Awards are taking place on Thursday, March 27th, 2025 at BCC in the Robert Bolin Theater. Tickets are $75 per person, and the reception will include heavy past apps from Mazzio's Catering and an open bar from Kelly's Package Store. Trisha McCormick Photography will also provide a photo booth. Proceeds from this event go to support BCC's workforce and community education programming. Join us as we celebrate two of our own, Rebecca Weary and Tiffany Moreno. Head to berkshirecc.edu/40under40 for tickets.
All right, welcome back. A great introduction in that first segment. Maybe you could tell us what goes on in the Science Commons.
Science Commons is a wonderful place. I'm going to let Colin talk
a little bit. I hear there are cactus in
it. But there are. Yeah. There are. I got a sunny office, and for the first time ever, my cacti have blossomed. Come and see them. And talking about the world of plants, I've enjoyed working with students a little bit, planting some flowers, which was actually this project was really launched by Colin. When I arrived here about a year and a half ago, there were zinnias growing in the towers, and we continued that with a few students. We also had an student intern this fall that worked with a couple other people to learn how to work this terrific machine we have over there called a Waser, which is a water-powered laser cutter.
It's really a crossroads space on campus with a lot of different groups using it. Notably, the engineering department classes are in there a lot, especially the mechatronics program. But there are a lot of different machines that get used for class and by students, or really just mostly by students, like the hydroponics towers that Nordica had mentioned, the Waser, the 3D printer, the mill, and a lot of other options like that. A lot of students come in and they really want to know how to use something, and they're really interested. And they'll say, I'd love to learn how to 3D print, but I really just want to make, like, a keychain for my friend. And that's whatever, fine. It's the same technical skills. You're still learning the same skills. It doesn't really matter what you're making.
Colin actually 3D printed me a chess set. Well, the pieces. We haven't done the chess board yet. Maybe that's something we can do. And if you want, I have it set up outside of my office in the SBA lounge, and you can come play chess. You just make a move and flip it over. But the pieces were made in the Science Commons.
It was a really cool opportunity and something I hadn't done before, and it gave me the opportunity to do something I'd always wanted to do, which is to embed little motors in them so that while everyone goes home, I can reprogram the board so that I always win.
That explains a lot, actually.
And one of the,
I do not know how to play chess, so that's why I'm always winning.
One of the intangibles is just the way people hang out there and really interesting conversations take place and a lot of peer mentoring. We have formalized peer mentoring, but a lot of it happens in an informal way.
You have food a lot, too, I notice.
Yeah, food.
And you're so close.
Not as much as Trio, though.
Well,
they've got us beat.
In the
we have special food events. Coming up is Pie Day, March 14th.
Oh.
You'll be hearing more about it.
Love
pies.
It.
Sweet and savory.
Can you guys do that event every year so that this will never be an old podcast, right?
Yeah. The famously Pie doesn't end, so I guess we start on March 14th and just
great.
Keep going.
I love it. So if you're hearing this in 2026, Pie Day is still 314. So,
come see us. Yeah. We'll be exhausted, slaving over pies, really scraping the barrel for flavors.
Yeah.
But we'll be there.
One of the things that's unique about the Berkshire Science Commons, outside of it being something that I don't think a lot of community colleges have access to, which is those really awesome technologies, is your proximity to TRIO. And we mentioned this in the previous podcast when we were talking about bees and not TRIO, but specifically how that program intersects with the Berkshire Science Commons. There's a lot of overlap, and I think that's really unique for the Science Commons location. I think that was a really smart decision. So
definitely, there's a lot of access. You know, just a closed door, even if it has a big window in it and is not locked, makes students reticent to approach. But we have a door open, we have a coffee maker, we have students in there studying, so it really seems like students can come in and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those unique places on a college campus where people just kind of can hang out, but it's also a learning environment, and it's innovative. And if you haven't been there before, they're pretty friendly. I would highly recommend just popping in.
We've got a great neon sign, too.
Yeah, you do.
Well, Nordic and I are friendly. Colin's a little gruff sometimes.
Well, he's often out with the bees anyway.
Yeah.
It's true.
The hydroponics piece I feel like is really interesting. I was exploring the space, taking photos a wee while ago, and I saw that, and I was just like mind blown by it. My husband is a gardener himself, and he loves all of those sorts of things. But I think it's really, really cool what you guys are doing with that. So that's all I have to say. There's no question there. I just wanted to point out that
we're all kind of specious because we're just so fixated on the mustache.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to like put a dark like curtain in this window so you guys can't see me, so I can just speak through that, so you don't see the stash.
I mean, I've known you for, I don't know, what, 7.5 years at this point, and it's just...
it's midlife.
I've seen, but you've done many things. You change your hair, you diet, mm-hmm. you've got a rat tail.
I did have a rat tail.
Sometimes you have a beard, but I did this once, the mustache thing, and after about 30 seconds, my wife, Carrie, made me put a cowboy hat on, took a picture of me, and then was like, immediately shave that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to step in and say, this is STEM Starters moment, so I'd like us to focus on that. And I would also like to respectfully ask if Jonah could stop turning off his mic to cackle and twirl his mustache. It's really, very distracting.
Yeah,
so distracting.
I'm sorry. I'll try.
Sorry. Back to STEM Starter and the science commons. I think one of the questions that I have is, what type of student really should be welcome into your spaces?
Yeah, any student, really. So we have, as Nordica was saying, there's high school grads that come. We have GED and HiSET students. We have adult learning students. We have dual enrolled students. And then we have the current BCC students who learn about it and decide they want to join. And while most of our students are in STEM officially, we do have students that are studying English or studying psychology or studying something else, and they have an interest in STEM. So they want to sort of do that STEM explore piece and see how STEM relates to the work that they're doing.
And the academy itself is something that gets funded through the legislative process. Is that accurate?
It does, yeah. It's part of the legislative budgeting process. Yeah. Ongoing now. And like a lot of things, too, it's sort of back and forth. The State House has really been the advocacy group for this. And the governor put it in her budget. It's reduced a little bit, but it's in there. And so we're glad to have continued support with it, but we're also cognizant that there's a whole ecosystem of support programs at BCC and in the state in general. So we're always looking to, you know, not waste dollars and work with other groups on campus to make sure we're sharing resources and putting on events that complement each other.
It's a really wonderful program, as Kathy kind of pointed out, with the outcomes of students across the Commonwealth who have done it. So one thing, dear listener, that you could do is talk to your legislators when you have that opportunity to talk about what a great program this is and kind of throw your support behind it.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break here, and you're going to call your legislator, look it up on Google, and give them a ring and let them know how you feel about STEM Starter, and we're going to be right back.
Send him this podcast.
BCC has been accepted into the Varsity Athletics League called the National Junior College Athletic Association, or the NJCAA, with the introduction of women's court volleyball this fall and men's baseball in spring 26. Both sports will be played at the Division III level during the 25-26 academic year and will be eligible for the NJCAA postseason play during the 26-27 academic year. BCC will play in Region 21, which encompasses 14 schools in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Learn more about our two new head coaches and varsity athletics in the news and events section of the website.
I have no idea what the commercial you just listened to was, but It was probably Jonah's voice, and I bet that it was amazing.
I've got a couple ideas for this podcast of what the commercials will be. So yeah, they're going
to
be good.
I can't wait to hear them.
I'm recording them after this, so yeah.
Very exciting. I think we'd like to get to know you as people a little bit. You're all relatively new to BCC, and We know about Colin and Bees, but you know, with Nordica and Kathy, what brought you to BCC? What are you interested in? What keeps you moving when you're not here?
You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. So my journey has been, I went to school for social work, and then when I was 40, decided to move over to the environmental field. And while I was doing social work, I was also involved in our local Environmental Conservation Corps. I was chair of a Green Party. I did a lot of hiking and backpacking, was an avid hiker and backpacker, and just realized that that's really where my passion lies. So I wanted to combine my love of nature with my love of helping people. So I launched into a career with Student Conservation Association, where I was placing student interns in crew and core programs across the country.
Oh, wow.
And did that for 16 and a half years.
Wow.
And then I was the Northeast Director of the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. And then I wanted to slow down a little bit. So I saw this, and I had just moved to the Berkshires and wanted to work in our community and wanted to continue to work with students and helping them get opportunities.
Kathy and I are part of another group together, so I've gotten to hear her stories and gotten to know her a little bit. And if you haven't had the chance to sit down and talk with her, I highly recommend it. She's done a lot of really cool stuff. Where were you before you moved to the Berkshires?
In New Paltz, New York. Yeah, the Hudson Valley. We both were. Nordic and I were.
Actually, and Colin was in school over there at one point as well. Yeah. So it resonates.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, mm-hmm. The last job I had was taking care of the mighty and beautiful Hudson River as an extension specialist with a NOAA-funded program called Sea Grant. Out of every coastal state has a Sea Grant college program, and in over New York was a Cornell program. So I did that for a long time, but my journey into STEM starts from the liberal arts and being a nature lover. And my first STEM-related job was a wetlands education job, and it was so long ago that if anybody here remembers Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh, of course we remember, yeah. Bill Nye, the science guy.
I knew Bill before he was big.
Oh, wow.
Before he was Bill.
I used to use those VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Protect wetlands, they're important.
And that's like a DVD, but boxier. Yeah. And a DVD is like a YouTube, physical.
When he was working with a couple of producers out in Seattle, so he used to talk.
Was this the job that you would commute to by kayak?
Well, after that job, there happened to be a state park that needed a couple of caretakers, and so my husband and I and our big orange and white cat, Stan, moved to the island, lived there for 3 years without running water and electricity. And when you've done that, why stay on the West Coast?
So and that's why you seem less moved by Jonah's mustache.
Yeah, exactly. You're like,
true.
Seriously, who cares?
Who needs it?
Thank you, Nordica.
But
thank
I will
you.
Say one thing that oh, I'm God. Doing now is I'm moving to the Berkshires. I'm looking for my perfect place to live. And luckily for us, for me anyway, we have a wonderful colleague who's Liesl, who is the Writing Center director here, who's on a fellowship now, and I'm taking care of her house and cat while I look for my new home and listening to a really fabulous collection of records that they
you know,
have at their house.
That's such a beautiful, that's cool. What kind of music?
Oh, they got everything. Yeah. We're
They're
talking
big jazz fans.
We're
right?
talking jazz, rock and roll.
This is being released, so what's their most embarrassing record?
No. You know, I don't know.
Lisa might be listening to this in India. I told you, we have an international audience.
Right. They have a lot of folkways music, but what's really interesting is when I have visitors come to the house, I say, pick an album, and it's always something different.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you ever heard of the Melvins?
I have heard of the Melvins.
I have not.
The Melvins, that was the last record I listened to.
Oh, that's really cool.
We just bought the Lauryn Hill record after we watched her perform in the SNL 50 concert, but we haven't played it yet. Anyway, her only solo album.
Yeah.
So it is fun. It's fun having a record collection that is not my own just to say, oh, let's
Jonah,
try this.
Fun Lauryn Hill fact. Mm. She is kind of the second biggest character, she's the actress, in Sister Act 2, which
obviously.
Is actually the better of the two Sister Act movies.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. We'll have to, I don't know.
Well, do a viewing.
Yeah.
And we can do an episode on
it. Yeah, okay. All right. We'll have a whole episode on which Sister Act is better, one or two.
Underrated.
And all things relate to STEM.
Yeah. Tune in next time for special guest Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn
talking
Hill.
About Sister Act.
Yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg. No big deal.
Actually, I love that. I love your story for a whole host of reasons. I think that the connection from the liberal arts into STEM that you articulated is really important, and I think great for our students to hear. I also think the fact that you're in Liesl's house, you know, our friend and colleague Christina Nguyen always says that community is our middle name, and I think I did a radio show right before I came here, and we were talking about our open house, and we had a student with us, and one of the things that really, really resonated in that conversation and for me was just how powerful community is for our students, and I think, you know, you feel it with the three of you. You've built a little community, and you have a nice rapport. And I think that probably is what the space is like for our students when they go in and hang out there, too.
Yeah, Colin, where were you before you were here at BCC?
I moved back to the Berkshires from the Midwest, so I was working at a state university in Illinois, SIUE. And they had there was a science center there that I helped run and help with programs. But a struggle with it was always, like, unless we were actively having a program in it, we didn't really get visitors.
Yeah.
And I really tried to, from the time I started here, change that with the Science Commons. And I'm happy to say we usually have students hanging out and studying. I think, you know, that's a big part of it, too, because then they feel some ownership, and then they come up with ideas like, I'd really like to plant stuff in the hydroponics tower. Yeah. What if we did a Waser workshop? And, you know, then we can kind of sit back and someone else does our job, which is nice.
So when I worked at my former institution, my wife worked there too. So I ask you this question as somebody who works with their spouse, why are you the better one?
Why am I the better one?
It's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah. It's a trap.
Yeah, yeah. We each have our strengths. No, I'm the maverick one. I think I'm like the loose cannon. So she has to
rein
me in, yeah. And then sometimes I have to go into Adam's office and turn in my gun and badge. And...
That was a tough question I asked you. Yeah. Your partner is practically perfect in every way.
Literally, yeah, it's true.
That chess set is going to be a mess when you get to the office.
All right, we are coming to the end of our final session. We'll be back right after this break with some closing thoughts from all of our guests on this episode of this podcast. Could have been an email.
BCC has been named as a leader college by Achieving the Dream. Leader colleges play an important role in accelerating the adoption of effective practices within the ATD network and across higher education. They are recognized for the quality of their work in whole college reform, resulting in increased completion rates for all students. Leader colleges develop innovative ways to work with other colleges to share knowledge and facilitate an exchange of ideas about evidence-based reform strategies. You go, Glen Coco!
All right, welcome back, everybody. This has been a really wonderful conversation. We got to know you better. We got to learn more about STEM Starter. I was just thinking, when a student has done STEM Starter and they kind of reflect on that was a really good experience, what does it look like for them?
Well, I think they hopefully leave with a lot of skills, both you know the STEM skills they learn from their classes, but also we do a lot of interviewing skills and things like that. But we also keep track of them to make sure that they're doing all right. Nordica does that.
Yeah, our program is set up so that we follow a student for two semesters after they're done with the program. And that could be someone who starts out in STEM Starter and then decides, this isn't for me, I want to focus on a different line of study. We'll still send that email, how's it going? For students who start the program and feel like college is not for them now and they take a semester off, we are still reaching out to them, text message, how's it going? You are always welcome back at STEM Starter if you decide to come back to school. But keeping that sort of through line, that connection going with them may contribute to overall the STEM Starter program statewide being as successful as it is. So that is, and it helps us develop some relationship with alumni.
Yeah, and I don't know that they would articulate it this way, but I think when someone leaves with a sense of agency, yeah. A sense of what they really are interested in and how to go out there in the world and find it, then we have to say that's a success. And we see that definitely with people. So...
Yeah, there's like 12 people live in Berkshire County, so we always run into them too, and, yeah. And that's nice too. If you see someone out there and they don't walk the opposite direction, they want to come over and say like, you know, how's Nordica doing? What's going on with the program?
Right.
That's a testament.
Simon is an example. You know,
yes, Simon
he's
Mercer.
He's always willing to volunteer for us and to talk about the program.
I will say, if you see me in public and I don't want to interact with you, it's not because I don't like you. It's just that I'm just not the public person in public. So it's
literally,
not you, it's me.
Literally have run into Jonah at the grocery store, and his husband, Colin, will talk to me, yep. And Jonah acts like I'm not there.
I've run away from my own family in the grocery store. So it's a thing. I'm sorry. Just letting
That's
you know.
That's really weird, Jonah.
Yeah. I haven't run into Jonah, and now I'm realizing that with the glasses and mustache, maybe I have. Just didn't recognize him.
He may have seen you and just ran away.
We have solved the issue. That's what I'm growing the mustache for, to be more incognito.
Well, Nordica, Kathy, Colin, thank you so much for being on our podcast. We've really enjoyed the conversation. Jonah, thanks as always.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. And listeners, we hope you've enjoyed. As always, if you've got ideas for us, you'd like to be on, you know a colleague or a group of students that you think the campus would benefit from hearing from, reach out to either myself or Jonah, and we will set that podcast up. We're in this moment. Nationally, where I don't think our work has never been more important than it is right now.
Exactly.
We are literally doing the work to make the world a better place. You all are part of that, and everyone who works here and is listening, you are too. Keep up the good fight. And we will be back with another episode shortly.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Could have been an email.
Special thanks for today's episode goes to Adam Klepetar, Vice President of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Colin Wilson, Berkshire Science Commons Director, Kathy Baugh, STEM Starter Program Coordinator, Nordica Holichuk, Program Coordinator for STEM Starter, and as always, special thanks to Alzi Mercado, Technical Director of the Theater, for doing all of the heavy lifting since I keep forgetting how to do anything in the studio. And also to Dave Cachet at PCTV and WTBR for hosting our podcast on all the platforms, including now on Pocket Casts. And special thanks to you, dear listener, for taking the time to listen to us gab about how much we love Berkshire Community College. As always, please offer me any feedback by email at jsykes@berkshirecc.edu or stop me in the hall and offer your opinion on any of my facial features. My name is Jonah Sykes, and I am grateful for you.